Okay, so the Gemara, so I was starting the next Mishnah. The Mishnah in the next Perek. Hamigarish. Okay, so the Mishnah like this. Hamigarish is Ishto. V'omer lo, harei'at muteres l'chol odom ela l'ploni. Okay. Yeah. So what does that mean? Let's see Rashi. V'omer lo b'shas mesira. Okay, so while he's giving her the get, he says to her, you're muteris to everybody except for Ploni. All right. So, Rabbi Eliezer Matir v'chachamim osrim. Okay, so what does that mean? Rabbi Eliezer basically means he holds the good get. Right? And the chachamim say it's not a good get. Ketzad yaseh. So what do you do for the Rabbanon? Yitleno heimeno. The Yachsov Yitnenu Law, the Yomer Law, Hareyat Mutest Choladam. Okay, so what do you have to do? You have to take it from her and give it back and tell her, Hareyat Mutest Choladam.
Redo the entire action.
Yes, so you have to redo the entire action. So what's the question? No, he does it.
Why can't he just say...
Exactly. So we already had cases before where the get was no good when he gave it to her. Like, Kansi Shtarchov Zeh. And in those cases, all he had to do was say, Harei Zeh Gitech. Right? So over here, the Gemara, the Mishnah saying, Dafka, that's not enough. In this case, he has to take it back and re-give it. It's not enough to say, after he gives it to her, Harei At Muteres L'Choladam. Okay? All right, so the Gemara goes into that later. I mean, the Tosas read goes into it right now, but I decided we'll take that up later. Let's concentrate on the ikar of the machlokas first. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what's the question over here? Let's take a look at the Gemara. It's a little bit tough. Two ways of learning the machlokas in the of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, and then there's several possibilities within that. So let's take the we gotta get a little bikia straight, and then we can start trying to work on things. Go ahead, Ibailu. Okay, so the Gemara wants to know first of all, what does the word ella mean over here? Harei at muteres l'chol adam ella l'ploni. But to Ploni. What is the mashmaos of Ella Ploni? Ella liploni. Does it mean chutz? Or does it mean al menas? Yeah, now what is the difference? Chutz would mean what?
Except for.
Chutz means except for. Okay. Chutz means except for. So you are permitted to everybody except for that guy. Okay? Except for that guy. Now what would that mean about the get? What would that mean about what he's doing? Gary? Right. Now is the get itself is limited. The function of the get itself is limited. The get is... the kores that's matir her, and he's saying, I'm only going to be matir you to these people and not to this guy, right? So that's, it would seem that's intrinsic in the get, that the efficacy of the get itself is limited, okay? And what's almanas? Rashi. Almanas shalotinasi liploni. All right, this is a little bit of a that itself is a big issue, what the almanas itself is. But just in concept, what does it mean?
Condition of if you accept this, or if I'm going to give this to you, you have to do something else.
Or not do something else. It's a condition that that the validity of the get is dependent upon. But it's not what the get is. It's a condition in the validity of the get. For instance, if I would say to, if the man would say to the woman, Hareze gite chamanas shetitni li mosayim zuz, right, Rafi? Mosayim zuz and the get have nothing to do with each other. He's not giving her an expensive get. That's not what he's doing. He's giving her an ordinary get, but there's a condition. What makes the get good? It's good on condition that he that she gives him the 200 zuz. So one way to look at it is like it's external to the get, whereas chutz is like internal to the get. Yeah, right? So what is the mashmaos of chutz, of Ella? Now, whatever the mashmaos of Ella is, that's the machlokas, and the other one is not. Okay, that's the importance over here. They're only arguing, it would seem, on one case. And they're going to, but there are two possible cases. So they're going to agree on one and argue on the other. So we want to know which one is it that they're arguing on, and therefore which one is it that they're agreeing upon. Okay? Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara says, go ahead. Hi, Ella Chutzu Omanasu. Go ahead. So that's one possibility. That it's chutz, and that's the machlokas.
Yeah.
Why? Because then the get itself is deficient. The get itself is leaving a remnant. In the gittin is a remnant. Okay? Or do we but the Rabbanan would agree that if it was just almanas shelo tenasi uploni, then it would be good, because that's no different than any other tenai in the world. That's no different than any tenai in the world, right? Everybody ever hear of the case that we say matana almanas lahachzir? Have you that? The old Esro case. So I mean, it's similar. You know, it has a similar type of an issue to it, that you're going to say this is yours completely, 100%, on the condition you return it to me.
Indian right. That's what that
sounds like. No. An Indian giver is when you change your mind after you give it. This is the condition. So do you say that he owns it or not? So we say no. While he has it, as long as he fulfills that condition, then the time that he had it, it was completely his. It's a little bit mind bending, right? But the giving it back is what makes it his. Almanas, this is yours on the condition that what? That you give it back. Yeah. It's interesting. So when is it his?
His being
the whole. When is it when does it belong to the one who got it?
No. It belongs to him.
But I mean, say, is it his the moment he gets it?
Yeah, that's the thing. This whole T'nai thing messes it up.
But he can make a bracha, no? He can take the lulav and make a bracha.
That's a clear Ryan. That's his. That's definitely his.
So Rafi is saying that it's good immediately. It's good immediately. Provided he doesn't not give it back.
He doesn't not give it back. Yes, okay.
He's not mevatel the tanai. Provided he's not mevatel tonight. We're the rest of us not so sure, but Rafi is sure. I mean, this whole issue of almanas is going to plague us for quite some time. We'll take a little break from it for a little while, but it's just like we have to get a handle on how to think about things. Like, are we just in a doubt position? Are we assuming one side? Is there a, like, how do we handle the, do we say no one knows what's happening yet? It's an unknown. Where are we in this thing? Okay, well, that's not our issue right at the moment, but it's something we hopefully will try to get a handle on.
That's a good problem.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so if you're going to learn the machlokas is chutz, so then you'll say like this. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is pretty straightforward then. Rabbi Eliezer seems difficult. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who is in trouble here because a get is krisis. We all know that. You're lacking in krisis. So the Rabbanan say it's no good. What's Rabbi Eliezer's svar to say it is good? The Gemara has to say it's based on a drasha that he learns. But just from the svar of krisis, the Rabbanan are right. And then almanas is not a problem. Almanas is just like any tanai. Any tanai has the ability to uproot the kashrus of the get. So why is this tanai any different than the other tanai? It's a perfectly good get because the get itself is not shy or anything. And as long as she doesn't marry this guy, she's completely mutter to him. Right? Just like as long as I don't keep my the matana you gave me, it's completely mine. Right? There's nothing intrinsically wrong with saying the doing the thing is going to undo it. You know what I mean? So anyway, so that's the first way to look at it. Go ahead. Right. Or... yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. So take a look at Rashi. Ovo b'almanas modu. That's on the other side, right? They only argue on chutz, but they agree on almanas. Right, so the giving of the get was a matir to everybody. That's it, no different than any other tonight. That's the first way of looking at it. Machlokas is chutz, but not almanas. Go ahead. Or they're arguing on almanas. Right. Or you're going to say that what? That Ella means almanas. And then for some reason what? For some reason is a machlokas now, a different machlokas. Is it shire? Is it like any other tanai? That would be the question. Well, if you can learn the argument of almanas, then the question becomes, can we look at this like any other tanai? Or is this tanai different from other tanai? But even Rabbi Eliezer would agree, chutz is no good. Right? Okay? Those are the two basic possibilities. Good. That's the lashon. So that was the Gemara is a linguistical question, a semantic question. What does the word Ella mean when it's in the Mishnah? So it says, well, I have another Mishnah that uses the same structure of Ella. We can prove it. Right? Kol abata mitamim binagoyim Ella shel ovdei kochavim. So if you're going to say it means chutz, that makes sense. But if you're going to say it means almanas, it doesn't make any sense. Does that make? That there, the batim are mitamim binagoyim almanas shelo mitamim batei ovdei kochavim? Right? That's why Batei Yisrael are Matamin? And if they were Matamin, and if Batei Ovdei Kochavim were Matamin, they wouldn't be Matamin? Doesn't make sense. Okay? And anyway, who could it be? How could it be Matamin? Basically, right, but it shows you, Ela Shema Mino Chutzu, Shema Mino. It can prove to you that when the Mishnah uses the term Ela, it must mean Chutz.
So, it mean different things in different contexts.
Well, I mean, it's saying that the word Ela in some contexts must mean chutz, right? It must mean chutz. It cannot have any interpretation of almanas by the negayim. So it must mean chutz in certain cases. So why would the Mishnah use an ambiguous? Why would it use it as almanas if it could? If it definitely has to mean chutz, it'd be a poor choice of words. So we can say that the knows how to say almanas. So we can say that the word ella is used as an exclusion. Ella means excluded. Everything except. Okay. So everybody, you're muta to everybody. Except Plony. Okay, almanas means different. Almanas means Plony is included in the original expression, but almanas means it's contingent. One is contingent on the other. So Ella doesn't mean one is contingent on the other. It means one is excluded from the other. Ella shmamina chutzu shmamina. It's fine. So we've concluded it. Very simple. The Mishnah means chutz. So then, according to our Mishnah, I'm sorry if it's too straightforward. The Mishnah means chutz, and therefore, what they're arguing, they'd agree on almanas. The Rabbanan would agree on almanas. All right, let's go. It's not so simple though. But our mission is not like the Braisa. So we have an open Braisa, although the Gemara says our Mishnah means chutz, because that's what Ella means. But there's a Braisa that definitely learns differently, because the Braisa says they're not arguing on chutz. In other words, they would all agree that chutz is no good. So what are they arguing on? They're arguing dafka on almanas. Rabbi Eliezer, Matir. Right. So Rabbi Eliezer says it's good for everybody except for that guy. Right? Because if she would marry that guy, it would be mevatel the whole get. But the Rabbanan are learning that it's not good at all. So go ahead, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Now I finally get down to what the machlokas is. Okay, so what is the reason? What's the machlokas then? They're going to let us know. If we're going to learn, which way?
This is almanas.
This is almanas. So we want to start out with the almanas question. If you're going to learn almanas, what's the machlokas? So just factually speaking, now as you can learn, like if you can learn it's almanah, so it's a machlokas, is this tonight like any, like all tonight? The Rabbi Liz says it's no different than any tonight. And the Rabban say, no, this tonight is different. Why? Any regular tonight is not shayer beget. Here it is shayer beget. It means it leaves over. Kevan de isni bahadosh shaloli nosi lezeh, Nimtza shlohi tira get ze l'chol adam. In other words, it's like Rafi was saying, it's a practical approach to it. Saying, practically speaking, this is the effect of this get. Practically speaking, giving the get with the tanai not to marry is effectively not giving her a full get. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's just a Tanai. I mean, so this is something we're going to have to seriously think about.
Whether it's a real krisos or not.
What's the machlokas over here? But I just want to get some of the basic facts straight. Go ahead. Because it's important. All the Rishonim are throwing around all of these sugyas to understand the shittas better. So go ahead. Let's get all the facts straight. So that's the way the Gemara defines the machlokas according to almanas. Everybody would agree that the get can't be deficient. So if you said chutz, that would be a psul in the get itself. Question is, what if you make an external tanai that effectively limits the get? Okay? It's a same result, different method. So Rabbi Eliezer says, fine. And the Chum says, it's no good. We have to define that. We have to get a svar for that. Go ahead, but let's get the other side. But now that's a svara for this, for the, that's the machlokas for the which side, for the almanah side. But the chutz side we didn't give a reason for. What's the reason by chutz? Right. So over here the Gemara asks, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Go ahead.
So Amar Rabbi Yana Mishum Zakin Echad Amar Kra.
Acher. So an old one chacham said, Rabbi Yanai said in the name of one Zakein, that what's the reasoning for Rabbi Eliezer? Because the pasuk says, "V'yotza mi beso v'holcha v'hayisa li'ish acher." So it says after the din of chasav sefer krisus v'nasam biyada. So it says the first guy divorced her, and then she goes to another man. Okay, go ahead. So he darshans, what does it mean? Even if she's only muta to one other guy, it's still good. It's still a good gerushin.
It just happens to be that's the guy that she goes to. Only muta to that one guy.
And she goes to that one guy. No, that's all you need. All you need for the gerushin to be chal is that she's muta to one other guy. Okay, and the Rabbanan?
The Rabbanan, hai ish, kol ish, v'ish.
Right. The Rabbanan, right, so he does a little changing around, right? He takes out the parentheses, the Bach?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's clear why he says that in a minute. You'll see why he has to do it. The Rabbanan, hai ish, means the kol ish, v'ish. So they don't darshan like that. They learn v'yotzav halacha of le'ish acher means to the universal man, not a particular man. But if she's only mutter to one guy and not to every man, it wouldn't be a good gerushin. Because that pasuk is clearly telling you what a get has to do. Because it says it's right there. And then what is the result of the sefer krisus? V'yotzav mi beso v'halacha v'hayis le'ish acher. So, if you learn Ishachir to mean one man, then it's telling you the get only has to be matir her to one man, which is very strange. I don't know if you're going to learn Ish, the chol Ish v'Ish, so then it can't be Mishai or anything. So that's the machlokas, that's the Gemara saying, is the machlokas if you're going to learn that they're arguing on chutz itself. Because now, this pasuk is describing the get. Right? So, if Rabbi Eliezer is learning from this pasuk, that the get itself is only an instrument that has to be matir to somebody, not to everybody. Oh, that's one drasha. Let's get the next drasha. Okay, right. So the second reason given by the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yanai is from a different pasuk. But Rabbi Eliezer definitely needs a pasuk. There's no way around that. And this one he learns, Isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. Don't take a woman who's divorced, may isha, from her ish. Okay? So he says, what does that mean? Even though she's only divorced from her husband, that's a psula kahuna. What does that mean? Alma havigita. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, ela me isha, the Omar law, what does it mean to be divorced from your husband only? The Omar law, Hare at migureshes mimeni. He says to his wife, you are divorced from me. Vi'i at muteras l'chol adam. But you're not mutter to anyone else. Zehu reyach haget. That's what's called the smell of a get. The reyach haget. Sheposel b'kahuna. That's what the Torah says creates a psul in the kahuna.
Even that?
Even that. Ube umi de posel le kahuna alma gethu. It's not so clear what that means though. First he says reach get. Now he's upgrading it to a get. But what does it mean as a get? Vehocha de shayre lechol adam chutz mizeh muteres laacherim. It's a little mind boggling, right? Isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. So he's darshaning, even though she's only divorced from her husband, she can't marry any kohen. Well, but she can't marry anyone at all, because the husband didn't free her to anyone, right? So what does that mean? So it means even if you would drop dead at that moment, she still will be puzzled to a kohen, right? She still will be puzzled to a kohen. But what? But he's learning from this that you see it does have some shame get, right? It does have some shame get. And the Rabbanan don't argue. That's the interesting thing. What do the Rabbanan say? They say, you're right. That's what the pasuk means. Isha grushami, isha lo yikachu. She'll be puzzled to the Kohen. But you can't make the deduction that it really has the identity of a true get. Why Isser Kahuna Shani? Sheriba b'en akos of mitzvos yaseros. Okay? So that's basically the those are the basic facts of the sugya here. Okay? But now what we really need to do is we need to work through a very interesting machlokas in the Rishonim about what almanas means. And we have a little bit of work to do, okay? Let's just lay out what we need to do, okay? Get organized, a little organized here. So the first machlokas in the Rishonim is when it says they're arguing on chutz, but they agree on almanas. Machlokas here in the Tosos, it brings down two deos. The Rashba has a shita. The Ran goes through the shitas. The Rush has an interesting shita. But basically, Bekitzer, it comes out like this. When we say they agree that chutz... When we say they agree that chutz is no good, is that what the question is? No, when we say that they're arguing on chutz, but they would agree that almanas is good. Okay. Almanas what is the question? Okay. Take a look at Tosus. It says L'chora hayanira didafka ba'almanas shelo tenasi modu delo havishir mishum dehutra etzlo biznus ova ba'almanas shelo tivali velo tenasi havishir kemo chutz. So one way to learn is like this, that when it says chutz is no good, that's because it's a complete exclusion. Practically speaking, it's a complete exclusion to Ploni. Ploni is not affected by the get at all. That's a sheer beget. That, the Rabbanan say, is inadmissible. But if he just says you can't have a proper relationship with Ploni, you can't have a chuppah with Ploni. If you do, the get will be batal. But znus would not be an iser eish as ish with Ploni. And znus would not be mevatal the get. Then it's just like any other tanai. The good old fashioned znus.
I'm saying, what is it coming to add over here? Okay.
It's coming to add that the get, that you can't say the get is, that there's a sheer beget. Because there's something that she's mutter to Ploni in. The get was really a matir from the Isser Eishes Ish. So in other words, Tosus's way of learning is that when we say almanas is good, it's not because it's almanas versus chutz in the language. It's because it's a totally different effect. And when we say almanas is good, it has to be that it's extraneous. In effect, it has to be extraneous to the get. So it means to say the get has to be able to function even with the condition being kept. So if he says to her, you can't marry or have znus with Ploni, then it's like the get was never given to Ploni, with regards to Ploni. And that would be exactly like chutz. And when we say that they disagree on chutz, they would also disagree on that. But when we say that they agree on almanas, it has to be that it's really extraneous. So it's just shlotinasi. Okay, that's one way to go. It's confusing. You have to think it through. It'll sink in. The other way to go, and this is the way the Rashba learns, and the, most others of Shana learn, that there's absolutely no difference. When it says chutz and almanas, it means exactly the same effect. It's purely a question of form. Okay? So it's a very... The first one is saying that neither one really cares about the form. The only question is, can you give her a get that effectively doesn't, that's not effective for everybody? And I don't care if it's not effective because you said chutz, or if you said some condition, some fancy condition, that lemaisa makes it impossible for her to express her tzad penuya to this guy. Bottom line. So then when we say they're moda by almanas, it's only because you can make an almanas case that allows her, that has an effect of her being a penuya. Because if she would marry, if she would have znus with Ploni, she wouldn't be over any isra'ish ish. So you see, the get is good, even to Ploni. There's something that the get did even to Ploni. Now the fact that she can't have nisuin, big deal. That's like don't drink wine. That's a good get. So it's something she can't do, big deal. That doesn't make it not a get. Okay? But the other way to learn is, no, it doesn't matter. It's purely a question of, is the she or internal or external? Okay, I'm just giving you the basic thing. Now the problem is there are sugyas that are going to come up that fit in with each different way of learning and pose problems with each way of learning. So whichever way you choose, you're going to have to say, and this meant something else, and this meant something else. Okay, so you're going to see a lot of that. And I would recommend that you run through these cases on Pei Gimel, the four arguments against, just to be familiar with the cases, okay? Because we're going to draw on them a lot to figure out what's going on. The cases where it says, Tana Rabbanan, where it says, after he died, four Zakenim went in to refute him. Okay. If you could do it over Shabbos, it would be good if you can get through this. It's not as long as it looks, because it's a repetition. It's, the whole story is repeated. So it's half as long as it looks, almost. But try to get to the next two dots on the other side. Just pshat-wise, okay? Mainly the question is going to be with I think Rabbi Yossi. All right, if you want to focus on one, I'll have to see which one is the... But I think it's Rabbi Yossi is the one that they all have trouble with, because he says she's mutter biznus. Yeah, if you want to focus on Rabbi Yossi, okay, for our purposes, Rabbi Yossi Aglili's argument, okay? But like I said, there's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's argument in the top, and then they bring it down, because each one of them had a question. So first they have him, and then they bring it down again to see what the question was, okay? But in the course of the question, it seems to indicate that almanas only means shelot tenasi, because it says by almanas, she's mutatim biznus. So that's a big kasha on all the ones we're learning. Almanas is absolute. But we have to work on those svaras. It's very interesting stuff. It'll keep you busy for sure.